Dear Minister Mladic, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, let me start by expressing my gratitude for inviting me to this important conference. I very much appreciate the possibility to share with you some thoughts, some views on Industry 4.0. And allow me, first of all, to convey very warm greetings by the Federal Minister of Economic Affairs and Energy, Sigmar Gabriel, who very much regrets that he's unable to join us today due to other commitments in Berlin. But we hope to get him here as soon as possible. I am very honored to speak to you today as a representative of the Czech Republic's most important trading partner. There are many good reasons why the Czech Republic and Germany should cooperate closely on the future of manufacturing, and you've already named some of the elements in both our countries. In fact, the contribution of industry to the GDP is significantly above average internationally as well as in the European Union. We both have very open economies with a high export share. We rely heavily on knowledge and innovation-based economy, and small and medium-sized enterprises play a predominant role in our economies. So against this background, I think it is fair to say that we are facing really very similar challenges, also risks and opportunities in the future. And one of the major challenges, no doubt, is digitalization. As we refer to it in Germany traditionally as the fourth industrial revolution and have called it Industry 4.0, and we are happy to see the term also spreading in our neighborhood. Industry 4.0 means the merging of production and information technology. It means that people, machines, plants, logistics, products will communicate and cooperate directly with each other. Production and logistics processes between companies in the same value chain will be smartly connected in order to make production processes between companies more efficient and more flexible. And mind you, smart new value chains will include not just the production process, but all phases of the product's life cycle, from concept to development, manufacturing, use and maintenance, onto recycling. A number of studies have been carried out in recent years in Germany on this issue of Industry 4.0. I won't bombard you with figures, but just to mention one or two. According to a study published by the Fraunhofer Institute and Bitkom, the total gross value generated in Germany as a result of Industry 4.0 may increase by more than 250 billion euros in the next 10 years. Customized manufacturing and remote maintenance of products will become the new standard, and we will experience an enhanced quality due to customization of products and at the same time reduction in costs due to a shortened time to market and due to savings in raw materials and in energy and transport costs. And this is because production processes can be managed between companies in a way that raises both efficiency and productivity. For example, a company will be able to react swiftly to changes in the availability of specific raw materials or to servicing needs of a certain machine. In a digitalized value chain, individual parts know, in inverted commas, what they are, how they need to be processed, where they belong, and how they should communicate with the production systems. Hence, productivity is expected to increase by up to 30%, according to the Academy of Technical Sciences in Germany, and costs could fall by 2.6% per year by the poll by PricewaterhouseCoopers. New production processes will play a predominant role in this evolution. Take 3D printing, for example, which plays a significant role here in Brno, as I've seen yesterday. By using 3D printing, up to 90% fewer resources are needed. Plus, transport costs can be very significantly lowered. Only raw materials and the software in the future have to be transported, not the final products anymore. Digitalization of industrial manufacturing processes will do more than just change value chains. It will also create new business models, for example, in order to manage, process, and safeguard big data. And certainly, digitalization will also have a massive impact on employment. No one, to be honest, can at the moment give a definite answer on this issue today. There are indications, however, that we will not see a huge loss in jobs and maybe even the opposite. According to another study, in this case of Boston Consulting, as many as 400,000 new jobs could be generated in Germany during the next 10 years. One thing seems clear, jobs will be different, jobs in industry will become more complex and demanding, because every digitalized project has to be designed, implemented, supervised, and updated. So the need for well-qualified technicians will grow, and as the minister has mentioned, education will become even more crucial than it is today. In our view, the German government's view, the successful implementation of industry 4.0 will depend on five major factors. The first, we need a well-developed digital infrastructure. And here also we are lagging behind even after a number of European countries. Over the next few years, the amount of data and the number of connected devices will increase exponentially. There are currently around 3 billion connected devices around the world, and only 7 years from now, it is estimated that the figure will reach 25 billion, almost 10 times as much. Second, we need to achieve a high degree of openness to digital solutions in company management, in the workforce, and in society at large, and we will hear more about that later. New business models and work patterns can only be successfully introduced if there is a consensus between companies and their employees. And third, we must raise awareness, especially within small and medium-sized companies. Industry 4.0 must reach the companies not only in the big cities, the big hubs, but everywhere in our countries and in the regions, and become an integrated element of their business models. Fourth, the level of training, I already mentioned that, among our employees will play a major role. The German dual system of vocational training will have to keep pace with the new challenges faced, and we also need to make sure that people whose experience becomes outdated are given the extra training they need. And last but not least, and I'd like to stress this particularly, we must intensify international and especially European cooperation. Coordinated solutions with leading industrial regions in Europe, but not only in Europe, in the world at large, especially regarding standards, are crucial for the successful implementation of this venture. For a project of complexity such as Industry 4.0, we need to cover a multitude of questions at the same time and as quickly as possible. Technical progress, standards, an appropriate legal framework, data security, education, to name but the most obvious issues. In order to do that, Germany has launched a special platform for Industry 4.0 to ensure that all the stakeholders involved, i.e. government, commerce, academia, trade unions, all cooperate efficiently and all pull in the same direction. The platform aims to achieve a common understanding of the concept of Industry 4.0, to draft specific and concrete recommendations for the various fields of action, and also to present 100 successful examples of Industry 4.0 in action at our IT summit in November this year. Again, and I'd like to stress that once more, one of the main intentions is to motivate small and medium-sized companies to implement digital technology in industrial production more quickly. The platform has set up a number of working groups to tackle the various areas. And I'd like to give two examples. One is about data security. It's working on the development of a short set of guidelines specifically for small and medium-sized enterprises that will help them implement IT security in individual companies. It will also develop specifications for the skills needed by members of the workforce who will apply IT security at their companies. And another example, standards. This issue is, we see it in our government as being of the utmost importance in Industry 4.0. Standards will decide who can speak when, with whom, and who is understood. And we need to address this issue mainly at the European level, at the EU level. Therefore, the digital internal market needs to be completed as swiftly as possible, but we need to look at it also in cooperation with other leading industrial companies. And for instance, we are actively seeking a partnership with China on this issue at the moment. Let me conclude, ladies and gentlemen, the times when industry was regarded by some as something old-fashioned are definitely over, and I don't have to tell you that here at this fair, but maybe someone remembers a cover of the British journal The Economist in the late 90s when Germany was on the cover and labeled the sick man of Europe. This was in part with relation to its high industrial profile. We want Germany to stay at the cutting edge of industrial progress. That's why we do Industry 4.0, and that's why we are seeking brothers in arms. And I'm convinced that the Czech Republic can be a very valuable industrial partner for us. And maybe we can think about including this in our new general process, the strategic dialogue between our two governments. There is an enormous potential within digitalization, but if we fail to seize the opportunities, and we really don't have much time, others will certainly do that. And then, and coming back to the Neruda quote, a great part of our industries will be in danger, probably an existential danger, sooner than we think. Let me finish by congratulating, and I'm very happy to do that, the Czech-German Chamber of Industry and Trade for having identified and chosen Průmysl Čtyři Nula, Revoluce pro Bíha, as its annual topic this year. I'm very glad that this topic is also under the auspices of the government and the Ministry of Industry and Trade. And the Czech-German Chamber will host a conference here in Brno tomorrow on this issue, which will bring together top representatives of companies and research organizations like Fraunhofer and maybe others, and I'm sure there's still some seats available there. Thank you very much for your attention.